mushrooms.
Really?
But I for a time a while, she'd eat the morels and the chanterelles.
I really like native plants and eating native plants, but just because they have that, there's a whole different flavor in like eating stuff like that than stuff that you get at the grocery store, you know? It's a whole different thing. And I mean, when you're eating stuff like that, like if you put dandelion petals or things like that, or leaves, foliage and stuff in your salad, you'd only need a few, and you don't need salad dressing, you don't need all that other stuff, you know? It just tastes good that way. Gives it a whole different wild flavor to it. So much better. I really like wild game too. I like that different texture, that different, it's got something to it. You don't need to put stuff on it, you know? When you have just plain white chicken,
I don't like white chicken.
I'll eat it, but it's not my favorite.
I eat chicken. I always get the dark meat.
Plain white chicken breast is just.
It's just like eating cardboard.
Exactly. You have to put all this stuff on it in order to make it taste
That's
good.
right. Yeah, I like the dark meat.
I like my food plain and simple, thanks. It should just be. There should be flavor in it anyway. You shouldn't have to put stuff on it.
Yeah, that's right. Of course, I like a lot of hot stuff.
Do you?
Hotter the better.
Not me.
I buy hot Dean's hot sausage
Sausage.
for breakfast. Of course, I only eat it once a week. And then I always put
Tabasco and
Tabasco in my soup and everything like that. I gotta have it
something.
hot. It's good for you.
It is. It's very good for your blood and for your
And good for
body.
your stomach.
Digestive system
Mexicans
too.
have a lower rate of ulcers than any place around, and I never have had an ulcer, and I always like hot
Hot
stuff.
stuff. I'm not a terrible fan of hot stuff, but I can stomach a little bit of it, but anything that makes you cry when you're eating it is not a good thing, in my opinion.
That makes it better.
Tears running around your eyes and it's painful, it's not good.
If I ever buy, I don't get them very often, but if I buy a TV dinner, it's a Mexican
Mexican dinner.
dinner.
So do you prefer Mexican food over like anything else that's hot? Like
I like Mexican food.
Mexican food.
I had the best Mexican food we ever had. We took a trip down through Mexico one time in Chihuahua. And boy, I can't remember what it was, but boy, it was good.
Good, good. So you went to Mexico?
Pardon?
You went to Mexico?
Oh yeah, we used to travel an awful lot.
Yeah. Where all would you go?
Well, we used to take cruises a lot. One cruise we took all the way around South America.
Oh, fun. I bet that would be a
We
blast.
went down. We went through the Straits of Magellan. We didn't go around the North Cape or South Cape Horn,
Right.
but that's pretty close.
No kidding.
And then we went down to St. Thomas and down Cancun, and then we had two or three trips on banana boats. Go down to Lima, load up in bananas, and come on back and up. Go up to. So we used to take a few trips like that. And then we took a lot of tours too to back over into Europe. We took a trip up to North Cape one time.
Yeah.
We flew to Copenhagen, and we got up to North Cape. We coming back, and we got to Helsingfjord, which is actually it's an island up there. North Cape is actually on an island north of north part of Norway, and we got on this little boat. It wasn't a little boat. It was about 70 feet long, I guess, but it was real fast. And we come down to Hammerfest from there, and we got in the open ocean, and it was rough.
Oh, I bet.
Did I tell you about that?
No.
And I mean, the tour group was a bunch of bunch of them there. Every damn one of them was sick except Kitty and I.
Oh,
we
really?
We never did get seasick. And I mean, they were sick. There was two. There was a midships. They had an open place. And there's two Norwegian girls in there. One of them had to hold the bucket. I mean, it was so rough that the bucket wouldn't stay in one place.
And that must have been miserable.
No, it was fine. But yeah, I had to read a couple of them people down there to take care of their stomachs.
Oh.
And I mean, you could hardly walk on
it. No kidding.
But I was younger then, and I could have no problem. And I'd go down and get a beer. And I'd come back, and I'd drink my beer, and I'd go back down and get another one. And the gal, looking at me, she was green, you know. And she says, "My God, he's got another one."
Oh, that's funny.
And I can't even watch a person in a swing, and I can't even go to a roller skate in a circle.
Uh-huh.
I'll get sick.
But...
And I never,
I'll
never get air sick. I never get car sick.
You moving doesn't bother you, but watching somebody else move does.
No, even me doing it. If I skate, I went to a roller skating rink once with a kitty, and we take one turn, and I said, "I can't stand this," and I couldn't even watch them.
Huh.
But I never get seasick, and never get.
Weird.
It is weird.
That is strange. I don't get seasick or air sick, but I get car sick.
You do?
Oh, long trips are bad.
Oh boy.
Long trips are not fun with me. I just dope myself up on Dramamine before I go anywhere. Because being in a car and just...
Yeah, we used to drive back and forth to Missouri all the time when we stayed there for 6 months, you know. And never bothered me.
Drive.
Never bothered me. It's about 2,000 miles.
How many days would it take you to do it?
Five. We didn't drive that hard.
Mm-hmm.
One time we did it in one day.
No way.
That was before I was married and when I was living in Chicago.
Did you have somebody else helping you drive?
Yeah, oh yeah.
We took
turns. I don't know if it was one day or not. Let's see. Probably a day and a half. But we didn't stop except for gas and oil.
Huh.
We just took turns driving from Chicago out here.
Jeez. That's a long way.
Yeah, well, I never was in any hurry.
Mm-hmm. Long drives are just... I like the idea of doing road trips and car trips and stuff, but when I actually get in the car, I don't want to be there anymore.
I keep thinking I want to drive back to Missouri. Last year, I was going to go back there spring and fall for about a week.
Uh-huh.
Visit my relatives back there, and last time I was going back there, and I said, "I think I'll drive back," and they talked me out of it. They said, "Don't you do that, you're too old."
Don't you dare.
But I keep thinking about it, why the hell I'll do that again.
That's funny. The last time I went on a really long road trip, we ended up on an improved gravel road on a map that went nowhere. So.
Well, I drove after when Kitty died. I had her buried back in Missouri.
Uh-huh.
And I drove the Subaru back. And let's see, I must have been 84, 85 years old. I didn't have any problem.
Mm-hmm.
Except I didn't have air conditioning and it was in the summertime. So I quit at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That was
enough.
That was enough. Find myself a place where I could get a beer.
Air conditioned hotel.
Yeah.
Driving in the hot sun in an unair-conditioned car is not fun.
No.
So not fun.
Well, if I was to drive back now, I'd take the Buick, and it's got air conditioning. But I wouldn't go back in the middle of the summer anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go back there, except I know that the chiggers are gone.
Yeah.
They don't get in there until probably the 1st of June, and they're gone after the first frost.
So they just thrive on hot weather?
I guess they do. The frost kills them. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know where they come from to start with.
Where they start up from again.
I don't know.
I wonder what their life cycle is like. That's odd. Strange. So do you have anything else exciting to tell me that you can think of?
Well, I built a sailboat.
Yeah, tell me about your sailboat. I talked to you a little bit about it, but not that much.
Well, I lofted it. I bought the plants and I lofted it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what lofting it is? It's laying it out full scale so you can get the shape of the hull.
Uh-huh.
You make your forms from that.
Right.
And you put your forms up about every 6 feet and plank it on the first you put what they call ribbons across around it. There's 2x4s around.
Mm-hmm.
And then you bend your ribs inside of that.
So you have to steam the wood and stuff so that they...
Yeah, you got to steam everything that you bend. I told you about that, I think.
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
I had a steam box on the dock out there, and I built it right down here.
Oh, really? I didn't know you built it here. Huh.
And then we sailed it back to St. Louis.
Huh.
Of course, we didn't sail much up the river.
Well, how long does it take you to steam a piece of wood and stuff in order before it's ready to be bent and then bend it and dry it and all that stuff?
Well, we put it in the steam box and it take about 2 or 3 hours to get it limber like a piece of spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
You could bend it around the corner.
Then how long would you have to leave it in order that it would keep its shape?
Well, you when you bend it around the hull,
you
nailed it right to the ribs and. You couldn't go anywhere then. Yeah.
Huh. I didn't realize it was that easy. I thought it was...
What?
Bending wood, or steaming wood and bending wood. I didn't know it was
that easy. Well, we had a steam box about 12 by 12, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an old donkey engine down on the dock down here. We had a dock at that time.
Mm-hmm.
We'd fire it up and get steam, you know, and run it into this box.
Just leave it on for a few hours? And then... That's cool. That's really neat.
Yeah, I can put in 4 or 5 planks at a time. Because they're about 8-inch planks. Yeah, 2x6s or 2x8s.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool. Is there anything else exciting? Or not so exciting? Doesn't have to be exciting.
I can't think of anything right now. I think one time when I couldn't have been, I don't know, not very old. Anyway, we had cocoa oil lamps, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, I think it got on fire right over there somewhere. I don't know how the lamp got on fire. And I just threw it right through the window.
Window?
Out in the yard.
Oh,
I didn't even open the window.
That's
scary. That's one good thing about it. Is I can look through that window. That pane, I can look through it with my binoculars.
Mm-hmm.
But half the panes here, I can't look through with my binoculars.
How come?
Well, they're original glass, and they weren't, it's distorted.
Oh.
You can see bubbles in it. And
oh, wow. That's kind of neat, though.
Yeah, they about half of the window panes in this house are original glass. And
so they're 87 years old.
They're 87 years old, and they couldn't make glass.
And they lasted through how many boys?
Pardon?
And they lasted through how many boys in this house?
Well, we had 3 of us.
3? And I'm impressed. I must say I'm impressed. Just judging how mischievous my 2 nephews are. And they're not
well,
even.
there's about 3 or 4 of them that are been replaced.
Yeah.
And I know which ones they are, so I can use the binoculars through
those ones.
If I go over there where I threw them through the window, it's the bottom window, that the pane there. They're in 2 pieces, you know.
Yeah.
And I can, but I got to sit down to look through there. But if I look through the top one, I can't. It's disordered. It's distorted, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's funny. Do you remember any like crazy weather or funny storms or just bad?
I remember one time we had a lightning storm here, a thunderstorm.
Mm-hmm.
Which was pretty rare.
Uh-huh.
But I was down on the, down there on the beach. Mm-hmm. I was just a kid then. Anyway, I mean, I don't know how old I was, but I wasn't going to high school yet.
Mm-hmm. So like middle school age.
And it was coming out, and I could it hit the water out there in the beach, and it was coming and twice, and I could see it was coming this way. Mm-hmm. So I run up the house, and while I got about halfway here, I could see it. It snaked right along the grass. I mean, I was only 50 feet away from it. I don't know where it hit, but it. I got in the house and I says, "Boy, oh boy!" And my mom, she says, "Yeah." Had the kitchen stove in there, and the lids flew off of the stove and flew on the floor.
Oh my! Did you feel it when it hit the ground?
No. No, I didn't. I know it didn't bother me at all. I mean, I didn't feel it.
Huh.
I just didn't. It wasn't in the right spot, I guess.
Didn't follow to you.
It didn't get to me.
Wow.
Luckily.
That's scary, though.
But it scared the hell out of me.
That's really close. That's really close. You know, I'm thinking it's close if you know can count to three before the lightning, before the thunder hits. You know, that's close.
Yeah.
But 50 feet. That's a little too close for comfort.
That's pretty damn close.
No kidding.
I remember one time when we were back east, I think it was while we were back there for 6 months.
Uh-huh.
And there was a bunch of cattle. I was walking down the road and there was a thunderstorm. They got thunderstorms back there, mm-hmm. that you wouldn't believe.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Had about 7 or 8 cattle underneath a tree that was raining, you know, and it killed every damn one of them.
The lightning hit the tree? Wow, that's some.
Don't ever get under a tree in a thunderstorm.
No kidding. That's pretty awesome power there.
If you can't do anything else, lay down flat on the ground.
No kidding. Bottom in the air. It's the best place to get hit.
Yeah, don't get under a tree. That's a bad spot to get to. Those cattle didn't.
My grandmother, when she was little, she lived in Montana, and they had this really, it was a really windy, icky day, and there was a duster that came, and she was like 5. It was a pretty strong dust storm, you know,
mm-hmm.
just cyclones, you know. So she laid down in the middle of this ditch and laid there for a couple hours as all these cyclones passed over the top.
Yeah.
Of her, you know?
Oh boy, yeah.
So there was quite a few of them.
Yeah, you want to get down get as far down as you can get.
Just kind of hung out there for a while.
It's remarkable how much how powerful they are.
Mm-hmm.
I had a job one time. I was going down in Arkansas, down Warren, Arkansas, and they wanted me to come down there and evaluate the. Damage to the power plant,
mm-hmm.
and this thing had gone through there, and I mean it killed about a couple hundred people there. It went right through the town,
mm-hmm.
and it ruined the damn power plant. It took everything off except the turbines were sitting up there and up
That's
there
the
on their bases
that?
Because they're on solid concrete bases, you know, and
everything else was
gone, and there was a great big truck up in that big oak tree.
Yeah.
Up about 20 feet above the ground.
How awkward would that be?
And there was a locomotive. It got the locomotive off its tracks and set it down off to one side. Now, how in it you have that much power, I can't figure it out.
No way. How? Oh, my. That's amazing.
Actually, it didn't hurt the turbines hardly at all. Of course, they're pretty solid.
They're solid, right.
And they were bolted down real good.
Right.
And about 100... couple hundred tons of concrete under them.
when I was running in high school, I was at our state track meet and in Cheney next to Spokane at Eastern Washington University. It was like 1 o'clock, bright sunny day, all of a sudden it turns black. Just black, black cloud. And we had a twister. Come mm-hmm. through in the middle of Washington.
Oh boy!
We had to postpone this track meet. All of the teams have their little tents and everything that they have underneath, so that you know they have their little chill out station where you go to warm up, and they have their water and everything there for you, so you have all that there for you. So there's all these tents for all these teams spotted all over, all in the middle of the field. Toppled over, everything's just stuff everywhere. I mean, it took them like 6 or 7 hours before they were able to get the results back up again and everything from where these races were and stuff because all of their information got blown all over the track. Oh my gosh, it was so bad.
No boy.
They had to postpone it for like 2 or 3 hours because it was just, it wrecked shop so fast. Like they saw the storm coming and there was lightning bolts in it too, so they postponed, they called the track meet off right then, and then the dust or storm came right through and it like swirled around the basin like a few times before it finally settled out.
Boy.
Last thing you'd expect to see in Washington, huh?
No, you wouldn't expect that in Washington.
No, it was crazy. Like our tarp for our tent was in the middle of the field down below, all the way in the middle of the stadium.
Boy.
It was way up here.
Oh boy.
It was strange.
Yeah.
How about being on the water or in boats or anything in crazy storms coming up? Didn't that ever happen to you?
No, we had a couple of storms when we had the sailboat down the coast.
Yeah.
but not anything serious. No, it was well built and it was no way you could sink it really,
mm-hmm.
unless you run into something.
So tell me a little bit more about your house. Who built your house?
A fellow named Walter Leaf.
Mm-hmm.
I got the plans over there yet.
Really?
I think it cost $1,200 to build it.
Oh my goodness. I wonder, do you have any idea how much it's worth now?
Well, it's assessed at $100,000.
Right.
I can't understand how an 87-year-old house can be worth $100,000.
When they're trying to get your taxes, it can be worth $1 million, right?
The property, I've only got 3 acres, and the property is worth twice that.
Mm-hmm.
Assessed at twice that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because of that damn waterfront.
Uh-huh, it sure is.
And they've got a little bank.
Yep. I was admiring your sign over here about a waterfront view is not a matter of life and death. It's much more important than that. I like that. That's funny.
Yeah, I don't think we ever...
So how did your parents move here? I mean, did they ask this man to build it, or did they buy the house from him, or...?
Well, my dad had it built.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was living in Still Harbor then, my mother and I was where I was raised.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother got this property from her dad.
Mm-hmm.
And 40 acres across from the Historical Society.
Mm-hmm.
So he built the house over here. Of course, $1,200 in 1914 is a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. That could feed you a few times over.
Of course, the fireplace wasn't in there. I had that built.
Did you?
Lowell built it.
Uh-huh. Lowell Johnson.
That was his first fireplace.
Huh. That's really cool.
See that ship over there?
Mm-hmm.
I cast that when I was going to school, foundry.
Oh, really?
One of the courses I took was... Foundry.
That's
casting stuff. I would cast propellers for my old gas boat and cleats.
That's neato.
Yeah, we've cast iron.
Mm-hmm.
And in that foundry course. I took a course in that same course. I took welding.
Yeah.
But it's not like they don't even do that anymore. I mean, you heat two pieces of iron together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You heat them until they just start to sparkle a little bit.
Yep.
And then you put some flux on there and push them together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you make it an angle like this, you know. And then the professor, he'd take them out back and bend them in a U to see if he did a good job.
Right.
Did a good job. And I don't believe it's like a slide rule.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I went to school, I mean, a slide rule is that all the engineers had, you know. You know what a slide rule is?
Yeah, I've seen a slide rule.
Slipstick.
Yeah.
I got about 3 of them around here. And
now you can't get any
better. You can't even buy one anymore. Kufo and Esser quit the business.
Antique shop, maybe. That's about the last place you'll find them.
Yeah, and welding. No, nobody does any welding like that anymore.
Mm-mm.
They use a torch and an electric arc.
Yep.
So I guess that was a wasted course as far as, well, I don't know at that time. Well, I never did use it again, but I guess it's good. That's what a good old high school mathematics teacher up here,
mm-hmm.
out there in Lincoln High School. He said, the only thing he says this course is going to do you, good this course is going to do you, he says, what you've got, what you retain,
mm-hmm.
after you forgot everything I've told you. And you know, I always thought about that, and that's exactly right. You know,
yep.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
All it's doing is like a file,
uh-huh.
sharpening a knife.
Mm-hmm.
You're sharpening your brain.
Exactly. That's what you get out of it is only what you are able to remember or retain, or what you.
You don't have to remember all this stuff because you can find it in books. You know, I mean, like
yep.
stuff like that. But you got to learn how to think.
Exactly. Well, it's even now, like with education now. I mean, even when I went to school, I mean, we memorized all kinds of stuff. You know, when I went to elementary school and stuff. You know your multiplication tables up through 12, and know your addition facts up through 50. You know all of these things, right? If you don't know that your multiplication facts by third grade anymore, they don't bother. They don't. It's like, there's a chart on your wall in your classroom, you know?
Yeah.
What they teach you now is how to find information, not
yeah.
to memorize it. Because there's so many places to get it, you know? There's
that's,
so much
that's,
stuff
that's
that you're
right.
supposed to know that you can't possibly. So they just teach you how to find it, not how to know it.
I can still remember a lot of stuff like memory, multiplication tables.
Mm-hmm.
Like 12 times 12 is 144, 13 times 169, 14 times 14 is 196, 15 times 15 is 225.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what good does that do me?
It's a whole different thing out there for school now, I mean.
Yeah, that's right.
So anyway, is there anything else you wanted to add on the
table? When we took the sailboat down, we went into Salina Cruz.
Uh-huh.
And nobody, did I tell you about that?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, we went into Salina Cruz and tied up at the dock there, quay. And a couple of rats got on board.
My least favorite thing ever.
And my cousin was sleeping on deck, and she rat ran across her and woke her up. So she come running down there. Well, anyway, we went up to town. I went uptown. I wanted to buy a rat trap. Well, I took Spanish in high school because
uh-huh.
I had to have a foreign language
foreign
to go
language.
To college. And of course, Washington State was the college at that time, WSC.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I knew a few. I kept thinking. I walked all around the store trying to find out. In the meantime, I'd ordered a beer, and Kitty and I had to sit in the beer, and then I walked around the store trying to find a rat trap, but I couldn't find one.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally says, I thought. I said, deseo comprar un máquina que mate un animal como un gato. And he went over and got me a rat trap.
Well, there you go.
You know what I said?
No idea. Something about a cat.
Yeah.
I heard gato.
The sale means I want.
Uh-huh.
Comprar is to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Un machine, which is a machine.
Mm-hmm.
Que mate, which kills. Un animale, an animal like a cat. Un animale con un gato. And he got me a rat trap.
Well, there you go.
And there's a guy sitting over next to the wall drinking soda pop.
Mm-hmm.
He come running over and says, how'd you get that beer? I thought the guy must have been dumber than hell because, well, maybe they didn't have any beer out in the open, you know, but I says, well, I just ordered it. I says, if you want a beer, just say cerveza por favor.
Mm-hmm. Even I know that much.
You know what?
I never took Spanish. But
you know what cerveza is, huh?
Yeah. My boyfriend drinks a lot of imported stuff.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Right. Dos Equis? Dos Equis is the best Mexican beer.
Yeah, I think he drinks some of that. He drinks Corona.
You don't get it very much. You get Carta Blanca and other stuff like that, but Dos Equis is the best. I want to get Dos Equis.
Dos Equis?
It's a dark beer.
Oh, really? I don't know. Maybe he has.
Dos Equis means two X's.
Uh-huh.
And I think there's a Tres Equis, too, but I never have found it here. I found it. I had a job one time in Mexico City.
Yeah.
Working on some turbines down there in Pemex, which is their petroleum outfit down there, and refinery. So that's where I got the... That was an easy job. They don't work very hard down there. At that time, they didn't anyway.
That's funny.
And that's the only time I worked out of the country except in Canada.
Mm-hmm. It's grinding.
It's self-winding.
Oh.
That's just winding it up again.
I see. That's funny.
I don't know how it does that, but it does that every so often. I guess it something. That's the way it is. I mean, some electric clocks. I mean, battery powered don't do that, you know. But I mean, that one does. That's the one that fell on the floor when
the earthquake
came in. Didn't hurt any though. Say, I gotta look at my fire. Oh, it's still burning.
Kinda. It's there a little bit.
I'm gonna get another piece of wood and put on it.
Yeah. So is there anything else you wanted to add to the tape? Before we close here?
Oh, I want to show you that plant I got,
the
fungus.
I can do that. Okay, well, then I'm going to turn this off.